Welcome to the Morning Manna podcast. So glad that you've joined me. We are going through the Psalms. I'm Pastor Greg and coming to you from Southern Idaho, Twin Falls. And the Psalms are rich and very, very encouraging in terms of leading us into a depth of relationship with our God. And I'm so grateful for the Psalms. So we'll begin a look at Psalm 30 this morning, a Psalm of David. And David, you know, we know David to be a passionate worshiper of God, without a doubt. And when he finally became king, one of the first things he wanted to do was to move the Ark of the Covenant, the box with the golden lid, the mercy seat that contained the commandments, the tablets of stone, to move it to Jerusalem and to make Jerusalem the center of the Jewish worship life. And so the Ark represented the presence, the localized presence of God on earth. God told Moses, "It's there I will meet with you." And so the Ark had fallen into the hands of the Philistines some years earlier, and it caused them problems, so they got rid of it, sent it to a border town. And then David, when he came to power as king, decided to bring the Ark up to Jerusalem. Now, when they brought it the first attempt, they put it on a cart and decided that they would transport it north to Jerusalem on the back of a cart. And as they were traveling along, the cart hit a rut and the Ark began to slide off of the cart. And a poor guy named Uzzah made the mistake of reaching out to try and stop the Ark from falling off the cart, which, you know, we might suppose is a natural reaction, save the Ark from hitting the ground. And God judged Uzzah immediately and killed him, which strikes us as, really? For trying to save the Ark? Now, what we need to understand about that story is that the transporting of the Ark on a cart was all wrong right from the beginning. And there are specific ways that the Ark would be transferred from one location to another. When the tabernacle, which was a tent, would be struck and they would move from one place to the other, there would be staves, these sticks that would go through the ringlets of the Ark, and priests would carry it, and they would go six steps, and they would stop and worship. And it was all very specific, and it was acknowledging the holiness of God. And listen, God's will must be done God's way. And so for David to disregard the revealed will of God as written in his word was arrogant, and David realized that eventually. And so they went back to where the Ark was, and they did it the right way. And the priests with the staves, six steps in worship, and they finally brought the Ark to Jerusalem. Well, this psalm is upon that occasion, and so we'll grab just a couple of verses here this morning. Verse 1, "I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up, and you have not let my foes rejoice over me. Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought me up, from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit." So you've brought me up. You've rescued me. You've healed me. Oh God, you are So amazing. Verse 4, sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints. Give thanks to his holy name, for his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Isn't that beautiful? His anger is for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. God's favor. Listen, if you are a Christian, you have the favor of God because of Jesus. You don't have God's favor because of your life, you know, the good things that you do. No, the good things you do should flow out of the fact that you have God's favor. That's the New Testament order. That's the Old Testament order, for that matter. And so David says, yes, God's anger, it'll be for a moment, but his favor will be forever. And then he says this, weeping may tarry for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Isn't that beautiful? Listen, we go through and will go through hard times in this life where our hearts hurt, where we go through suffering and difficulty and painful kind of things, and weeping will endure for a night, but joy is coming. Yes, it is. Joy is coming. In Jesus, joy is always on the way. And so be encouraged, Christian. Jesus is your all in all, and he is enough. He really is. And so even the present sufferings that we face are serving us and working out for us a far more an exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And so you have the favor of God. I hope that you love his presence, and every day my wife and I pray, you know, before we head out the door, we pray together and say, Lord, fill us with your spirit and help us to walk with a sense of your presence. Help us to speak with the anointing of the Spirit and help us to serve in the power of the Spirit. And David loved the presence of the Lord, and that's why he so desperately wanted the ark in Jerusalem where he would rule from. So God bless you, and I hope you have a great day.